You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
It is Anointed Tuesday. We give God praise for the opportunity to pray together. And also the first day in a new month. It's a blessing to see this day. Psalm 29 verse 11 is our monthly theme scripture. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalm 29 verse 11. In the month of September, we will experience the strength of our Almighty God. And not only that, that by his strength we will experience all round rest, peace on every side.
Amen.
Oh Lord, my strength, we continue again in this month. Today at Anointed Tuesday of Bethel Encounter, our prayer is centered on strength for the inner man. Strength for the inner man. We know Paul spoke about the inner man, the unseen man. When people look at you, they see your outward appearance, but who you are within, that's what Paul refers to as the inner man. From Psalm 73 verse 26, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Every advancement in life begins with the inner man or the inner person. And it's very interesting that most often things, before they manifest on the outward, you see that something is wrong in the inward person. That when people get depressed within, now you see it eventually affecting their dressing, affecting what they say, affecting their attendance to meetings or their response to work. But it starts from within. And before God strengthens our public ministry, he first strengthens our hearts, minds, our faith, emotions, and character. The Lord is our strength when we feel weak, uncertain, tired, discouraged, or overwhelmed. He gives his people strength that produces peace, stability, courage, and endurance. And we read Psalm 73 verse 26 again, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. When nobody sees the pain that I go through in my heart or in my emotions, when I'm sad or when I go through difficulties that nobody sees, the Lord, his strength is available for me, strengthening my heart, and he's my portion forever. So from this that we've learned, how can we experience better days ahead of us? The first thing is that begin each day by confessing that the Lord, not your own ability, is your strength. Every single day, say, well, Pastor, but God knows. No, it is not about God knows. You need to confess it. We know that Jesus shed his blood for us, but we appropriate it by confessing our sins and asking him to wash us with the blood every time. Don't assume that God knows that I'm grateful. No, you must say it. And so, moving on from today, every single day, and we are practicing it this month, and from this month moving forward, every single day we must confess that the Lord is our strength, not our own ability. that gets us moving or makes us succeed. And we see from the number one, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Psalm 18, verse 1. When you love somebody, you tell them. You demonstrate it for them to see. So if you love God, confess daily that God, you are my strength. Number two, bring every weakness, emotional burden, and anxiety to God in prayer. Stop trying to carry things yourself. So God, as for this one, it's my personal problem. Please, before God, there's nothing called personal. Everything that you go through matters to God. Matters to God. That's why you go through scripture. I see scripture answers every single issue in life. So every time, bring every weakness. If you have a challenge, bring it before God. Any emotional burden and anxiety. So from today, no suicidal thoughts again in the name of Jesus. No suicidal thoughts. Sometimes it will surprise you that pastors, ministers, people that you look up to, that they'll be having funny thoughts. But today, this scripture is to every member, every associate, every student, every listener, that your weakness is not your personal property. Your emotional burdens are not yours. They are the Lord's. Carry them over and give them unto the Lord, and his strength will be made available. You say, oh, Pastor, but I've been praying about this. I mean, just keep praying. Leave it with God. He will deal with you, or he will help over time. Everything will be made beautiful. And 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. It's sad that sometimes people get tired. Oh, Pastor, I'm tired. Don't get tired. So Joshua went through the wilderness for 40 years. And yet in the land of promise, he was not even taking more territories and doing more exploits. So don't start with excuses or have a worldly mindset of tiredness. That I'm tired. I've been fighting this thing. I've been stop struggling with it. Hand it over to God. And over the time, the Lord will help us. Sometimes we expect that God will just deal with something in one day, and it's like we give God some timelines. But we have to keep coming to God in prayer, as we know from the parable of the widow and the judge. And the Lord will take care of every situation. So don't get tired praying about sickness or a particular issue or sickness or challenge. The Lord will provide strength. Number three, strengthen your spirit by waiting on the Lord in prayer, worship, and the word. Very often we think that we are leading people in worship. We are preaching to others. We look focus on doing the thing for others. But we fail to understand that the prayer, the worship, and the word is to strengthen us first. As we are helping others, we should look at how we also benefit. It is to strengthen us as well. Don't be depressed. I'm tired, Pastor. I can't handle this situation. Please, see your service as an opportunity for you also to learn. Let's say you are going to teach on patience. Whatever you are going to teach first, you also see that as you are speaking to yourself, you use that to also, that's besides your quiet time, every effort of service, use that also to strengthen yourself. And very often you realize that the Holy Spirit will be speaking to you as you are edifying others, they're speaking to you also. Don't keep your ears shut to the Holy Spirit whilst edifying others. The Lord help us in the name of Jesus. And that's why we are here to pray. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Every time, be checking your strength level. When you are feeling fatigued, it doesn't mean that the people are stubborn, or as a leader, it doesn't mean the people are stubborn, or you just need strength, 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 more strength. Go back to the word. pray, worship, be strengthened. Look, there was one time, you say, Pastor, why are you saying this? One time, David, he was tired. He had gone to war to help another king. And when the king said that, it's okay, don't help us. It's okay, we are okay. He came back to Ziklag. And another army had come to carry away all their wives and their families. I mean, taking their possession and their families and all. Now, the people he was leading, they started blaming him. You take wrong decisions. Bad leader. Look at what you've done. Now, we are not even the only ones suffering. Our families are suffering. David went back to the source of strength. He asked the Lord, what should I do? The Lord said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. And he did that. And they recovered all. There was a good end. So don't feel tired and overwhelmed. It just means that your connection to the source, there's something wrong or something is not going right. Just go back and ask. And sometimes you'll be so amazed. It's just a short prayer, simple prayer. That Lord, I've come back. Please just help me. I'm stuck at this point. What to do next? And then listen to what he says. And to surprise you, that he'll start giving you the next step, strategies and all that. Even Moses asked for a helper. He said, God, this one day. And then God said, I'll give you a helper. And he brought Aaron along. So there's no excuse anywhere for anybody. Where helpers are needed, the Lord our strength will provide in the name of Jesus. Where counsel is needed, the Lord our strength will provide counsel through his word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We are praying our first prayer from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. Father in heaven, give power to every faint and weary person amongst us. Increase strength in all active Glow Music members, associates, students, our families and loved ones, in Jesus' name. There's a good prayer. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
We pray for your strength in the name of Jesus. Give power to everyone that is feeling weak, faint, and weary among us. Whatever that
strengthen every faint-hearted person. In the name of Jesus, any weary member, any weary tired, any depressed member, Kabarabaya, Rebebe Kabaraba Dodoriaba Shekebedebe. We are receiving strength right now. In the name of Jesus, we receive strength right now. We receive strength right now. We receive strength right now. We receive strength right now for the journey ahead. We receive strength right now for the projects ahead. We receive strength right now for the steps ahead. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. Wow. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise him. Psalm 28, verse 7. We are praying, Father in heaven, be the strength and shield of everyone in this ministry and those joining us online. As we trust in you, help us, protect us, and fill our hearts and songs with rejoicing in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Rababaya, kabarabaya, sebedebeya, barabaya, dodododododeya, barabaya, baya, 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 nedebeya, rababaya, baya, kabarabaya, nedebeya, baya, 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 third and last prayer. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. We are praying, Father in heaven, release your joy upon every Glow Music member, associate, student, family members, and loved ones. Let your joy renew our strength in Jesus' name. Begin to pray, releasing divine joy. Release joy, release joy. Oh Lord, our strength. Release your joy, release your joy, release your joy, release your joy. Lift up thanksgiving unto the Lord for his joy, for the release of his strength. Lift up thanksgiving unto him as he releases his joy, as he releases his strength, as he releases his peace upon you, upon your family, upon your life, upon all your work, upon all your studies, your academics. Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, this wonderful time to do so. It's the first day of the month, and it's a wonderful time to start your life anew with our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Take this step today on this first day of the month. If you gave your life to Jesus some time back, but it's been difficult, it's been on and off, and you even gave up at a point, please, I am also giving you this opportunity to rekindle your love and your walk with the Lord. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Only you can save me. Please, forgive me of all my sins. I repent of them, and help me by filling me with your Holy Spirit to help me live a life that is pleasing unto you. And Lord, as I serve you, be my King, be my Savior. And Lord, lead me through the path everlasting. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, go to Ephesians Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will and time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ has already won the victory for us. Amen.
Amen.
That is why I want to praise him with this song. Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Hallelujah, you won it all for me. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. And so death could not hold you.
You're seated.
If you gave your life to Christ in the service, contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen, and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.